The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. I'm live in studio waiting to take your calls on your health, anything that you'd like to talk about, you know, without drugs and surgery. That's the opportunity that you have. Perhaps you've tried, you've applied, you've done all kinds of things to get out of the fix that you're in. Well, here's your chance. Call me, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. You know, over the course of 43 years almost completed in practice, we focus on this triad of health that we talk about. And we talk about there's only three things that can cause anything. We talk about injury to the body through the structural system. We talk about biochemical, bioelectrical insult. And we talk about how the mind works, the stress patterns, the emotional platform of the body. And we're going to focus on that today, but a little differently. We're going to talk about it from a place of what your emotional stresses do to you and how they come about and the effect and the carry through and so forth. But we're going to do it from Asian medicine, from Chinese medicine. We're going to do it from that platform. And who better to discuss that than the one and only Dr. Qinglong Zhang, Dr. Zhang.
Hi. Hello, everybody. Thank you, Dr. Rozelle.
You're welcome, my friend. This is a fascinating subject, and it's one that we see day to day because there's so many patients that come in, and they have all kinds of conditions, everything from just pain. That pain could be anywhere in the body, too. It could be a bowel problem. It could be just upset. It can be anxiety. It can be depression. And we have to pick it apart. And we know that, you know, from your studies in Asian medicine and so forth, and you had tremendous amount of experience over the years working in the hospitals in Shanghai and then coming to the States, and now you're working with the Rozelle Center, that these emotional platforms can come about because of an organ system not working the way it's supposed to, or other exposures and so forth. Let's get into it a little bit and just kind of give a background of, you know, how these different emotions, these anxieties, these depressions, all these things that people suffer and have to turn to medications in our society, you have a different look on it.
Yeah, that's right. So before we get there, so I want to take a couple of minutes to tell about their why. So why is organ related to your different emotion? So before talking about, we want to say, so what is Chinese medicine? So Chinese medicine based on? Actually, so 4,000 or 5,000 years ago, Chinese medicine think why people are alive, why people are so healthy, because there's some energy moving your body. So different organs have different energy, and different energy moves specific pathway we call a meridian.
So channels within the body that energy flow and electrical flow and so forth move
through. Yes, that's keep your every organ alive. Every organ get functional. However, for the people, everything can happen outside, external stimulation can happen to the body and then to hurt some organ. That means to let a nerve flow is not smooth. So it's a disturbed nerve flow, and then cause their all different organs, the channel, it's called stagnation.
So energy in the body, what we call, and I know you call it qi.
Qi.
And some cultures call it prana and so forth. But this energy, this life-giving energy that we have that allows the system to connect it should be a nice, easy, gentle, smooth flow from one part of the body to the other.
Yes.
Not disrupted.
That's correct. And then every organ have their own emotion to express outside. Actually, emotion, when we talk about emotional stress, emotional things, actually, So actually, a little bit of emotion is a good thing for you. You want some emotion. So you don't overdo, for example, the anger. You want to have a little bit of anger to stimulate you to get your goes to the positive direction to go.
You don't want to be stuck.
No, you don't want to be stuck there. Yes. Yes. And also, since in Chinese medicine, talk about different organ have different emotion. So when talk about emotion here, probably most of people think, okay, emotion is stress, emotion depression. Not only in that. The anger is emotion. Joy is emotion too. You don't want to overjoy for two. And a worry and a grief. Grief is emotion and fear. So this different emotion related to different organs.
So the anger patterns, the fear patterns, the grief, the grieving.
They're all different from, it stands for different meanings. It's all different related to different organ.
That's, you know, from a Western point of view, that's...
It's all the same.
That's, we don't look at it that way.
No.
But when you understand that each system has a very specific emotional platform,
yeah,
then you begin to understand what the patient goes through.
Yes. So, folks, this is a good, very quick example. So I have a patient, actually today, so I have a patient complain about thumb pain.
Thumb.
I said, okay, I went through a lot, you know, I went to a chiropractor, I went to other, you know, orthopedic doctor, they go painkiller, as a result of the problem for a short while and I come back again. So that I examined the patient, I asked some history. I said, do you grieve a lot? I said, I do grieve for my son.
So grief.
Grief.
So the patient's grieving.
Grieving a lot. For sad, grieving a lot. So same thing, if you don't know the organ related to the different emotion, you will now think about that and the grief will kind of raise your lung function.
So you're saying that pain in the thumb
mm-hmm.
had to do with the patient's grief.
Grief. And also the grief is the lung's emotion.
So why, you know, obviously I know the answer, but I want you to tell everybody, why does someone who has thumb pain
has a lung function problem?
Has a lung function problem.
Because the same thing we just talked about, the different organ have different energy move a specific pathway. Lung have their own lung channel. So the lung channel directly from their thumb goes all over their arm, goes to your chest. This is why.
So it starts in the chest, ends in the thumb, goes back to the chest. And if it's not moving, they got pain in the thumb.
They got pain, yeah, right.
You know, and just to give everybody an idea, and I'm going to take it one other place. I may be stealing this from you. You know, in Western society, gout is in the big toe, right?
Yes.
And it can throb, it can hurt, it can be miserable. And people have to go take all kinds of medication. And gout is uric acid crystals. Well, the reason that it hurts in the big toe is because the liver channel starts in the big toe,
mm-hmm.
and I know you've taught me many times that it's stuck, it's stagnant, it's not moving, it's not getting out of there, mm-hmm. and so it's the same concept.
That's correct. It's all based on where the channel goes, and then you can feel difference. So that means, you know, word, that means you have different symptoms. If you have emotion problem, you don't have necessarily have the fear or have the digestive issue. It's a very common one. I cannot sleep very well. It's a very common one. Sometimes some symptoms are not very common, but however, it can still form the emotion from different organ system problem.
Yeah, that's beyond interesting. And mm-hmm. you know, most of our listeners are sitting there and saying, "What? Why does my thumb hurt? Why does my toe hurt?"
Yeah.
You know, what I didn't fill in is that the emotion for the big toe or the liver meridian, the liver channel, is anger.
Anger.
It's, and I know you're going to tell a story about that later on as we go through today.
Yeah.
That's important. So if you don't get rid of the emotion, if it's related to that,
mm-hmm. you will never find the cause, then you will never resolve the problem. You only surface, okay, this can resolve the problem for a short while, and then for long term, it's still there. And then it can get worse and worse. You had to find out to figure out what's the problem, what's the reason early as you can.
That's incredible. My guest in studio, your host this Wednesday evening, September the 18th at 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing, Dr. Qinglong Zhang. Who better than to talk about your emotions from a Chinese medical platform? I mean, this man is going to be able to show you what happens and, you know, all that anxiety, the depression that you have, the upset, the bursts of anger, if you will, that takes place, or the fear pattern that you develop over time. all those things are related in many cases to your organ systems that may not be working the way they're supposed to. Join us. Give us a call. You can call 703-698-7117 and tell our staff that you'd like to join us this coming Wednesday evening, September 18th, or simply go online. Go to RoselleCare.com. That's R-O-S-E-L-L-E-C-A-R-E, RoselleCare.com, and register for this class. Listen, if you're taking antidepressants, if you're taking medications, if you're taking stuff to kind of calm you down and regulate these crazy things that are going on, or you wonder why you have these sudden outbursts of anger, or, you know, suddenly you don't want to do the things that you used to do, there's a reason for that. That may be something other than drugging you up. Wouldn't it be great to find out? Join us and join Dr. Zhang this Wednesday evening. Dr. Zhang, let's get into it a little deeper. Mm-hmm. And you may want to tell that story.
Which I want to tell you guys a story.
I mean, you actually got my attention. I said, wow, really?
Yes, it's true. So a few years ago, there's an American physiologist who's called the Elmer. I did a research. Okay, they collect the air exhaled by the people in a glass tube. So then they cooling it, and then...
So the patient exhaled the air into a tube.
It's a tube.
I want to make sure I get it right.
No, then they cool it and then turn into the water. Into water.
So they cooled the air until it consolidated and became water.
That's correct.
And droplets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. They test a bunch of different people. It has three group people. The first group people is very easy people. It's no stress. It's emotion is very, very balanced. Very balanced people. And then they found out that the water from this group of people is very clear. It's very clear.
So the water that came out once they condensed it was clear. There was no precipitance.
No. And then the second group of people is very sad people. They have lots going on there. And very, very, very grief a lot of sadness, a lot of sadness there. They found out the water from that group of people is a lot of white precipitate.
So they take the air, they cool it down. And until it became water.
Yeah.
And that water from these people who were sad and were grieving and so forth had a white, milky precipitant to it.
That's correct. This is interesting, right?
It's not any.
The most interesting part is the next group. The last group is the people is very angry. It just be pissed very easily. It's very, very angry. Then they found they didn't see the water color, but they just inject the water from this group of people.
So you're talking about people that are upset, like a lot of people on the Beltway in Washington.
Okay, they didn't say anything about color water, but however, they do another research. They put the water from this group of people injected to their white rat.
So they injected into the laboratory rat.
Laboratory rat. Guess what happened?
What happened?
The rat died in a few minutes.
The rat died just from injecting the water precipitant from somebody who was angry.
Yes, the rat died.
So that means anger kills.
Anger kills. That means when you're angry, there's a lot of toxic release from your body, and that will kill you.
My dear friends, I hope you heard what Dr. Zhang just told you about what anger can do to you. You know, we talk about harboring anger that'll eat you up, it'll destroy you. We know that anger also forms the cancers and the tumors and so forth. Here's research that is documentable that you can look up. That tells you that's taking place. My guest in studio, Dr. Qinglong Zhang, your host, your presenter, September 18th at the Result Center for Healing in Fairfax, right on Route 50. We're coming up to a break. This is interesting stuff. We're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Don't go away. Stay right there. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are in studio, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. We have a fascinating program that's going on today. Dr. Qinglong Zhang is my guest today. He'll be your host this coming Wednesday evening, September the 18th at 7 p.m. at the Result Center for Healing in Fairfax. And he's going to be talking about the emotional patterns of your body and how they're related to different systems from an Asian point of view, from a Chinese medicine point of view. Trust me, this man continues to blow my mind. When we sit there and, you know, we do staff meetings every week and we go through and we go grind rounds, he always has a piece, and it's from, you know, a lot of years of being in the hospitals in Shanghai and his background and so forth. It's amazing. We're talking about how your emotional platform affects your body, and he just told us an interesting story.
Yeah,
and
interesting.
That, you know, with the laboratory rats and mm-hmm. people, and they, you know, so the one that just got me is that these people who were angry mm-hmm. and, you know, just were suffering from all kinds of diseases, and mm-hmm. they took their exhaled vapor from mm-hmm. their lungs, correct?
Yes.
And they cooled it down till it became a liquid,
mm-hmm.
and which is water precipitant.
Yes.
And they injected that into laboratory rats,
mm-hmm.
and the rats died within minutes.
A few minutes? Yes.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable. You know, so anger kills. And you made another comment when we were off the air about mm-hmm. cancer patients.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. So for cancer, same thing for cancer. The cancer patients, think about it, that all the cancer patients never, never happy before get a cancer. I know when they get a cancer, not happy, this is understandable. But before they get a cancer, the patient never feel joyful, happy. They always have some emotion going on.
Is it anger?
It's anger. Sometimes it's grief. Grief cause that problem.
Yeah.
The anger, fear can cause that problem too. Always in your fear position. We did a lot of research when I was doing my master paper when I was in China. Did a lot of research. We just tried to do some research to see fear can cause the kidney problem, cause kidney dysfunction. We tried to scare the laboratory rat. And then a few days, then they don't want to eat. They don't want to poop. They don't want to urinate. They just like get sick.
And they die.
They die.
That's
and they die.
That's unbelievable.
Yes.
We see that in our patients in Western culture. Now, obviously, you know, I'm accustomed to that, and I've trained in China and I've studied, traditional medicine. But for somebody that is Western doctrinated, if mm-hmm. I'll say that, people who compartmentalize conditions and they look at lung cancers or they look at degenerative disease within the body, they look at all those things. They forget that structural, chemical, emotional platform.
Yes.
And if you don't deal with that emotion, if you don't resolve it, if you don't encourage, if you don't help the patient, it never goes away.
Yeah. Actually, there's another study. It's from the University of London, actually England, London. It's a 20-year study. 20 years. They got a conclusion and said, okay, unmanaged reaction to the stress were more dangerous the risk factors for cancer and heart disease compared to the cigarette smoking or high cholesterol foods.
So stress, they did the study straight up. That stress,
20-year
study mm-hmm. with stress. You know, there was another study actually that's out there. It's called the Framington study mm-hmm. out of Framington, Massachusetts, and it started back in 1954.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they talked about degenerative disease, heart disease, clogging the arteries, diabetes, what we call metabolic syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, you know, there were studies that does fat cause the problem, and the end conclusion is not.
No,
that's not the issue.
Yeah, it's the same thing. You get a lot of reactions to the stress. You cannot manage that, and they release a lot of toxic stuff. Then toxic stuff can suppress the good things come out. Then you don't have any good thing in your body. It's all toxic in your body. That's why we are very pretty much focused. Pretty important. The thing is very important for detox your body.
You got to clear the system out.
But yes.
Not only did you clear the toxins out and drop the inflammatory levels, but you got to detox the emotion.
The emotion. Yes. The emotion is a good word.
You know, the emotional detoxification is sometimes far more critical, far more important than anything else. You talked before about the thumb, but we know that in the work that we do in applied kinesiology, that mm-hmm. every organ system in the body has
a
muscle, right? So mm-hmm. if the muscle's not firing, often that whole connection, you're going to get shoulder pain or you're going to get hip pain because there's an emotional
knee pain, yeah.
There's an emotional problem.
There's a lot how patients have a knee pain coming here, you know, come, oh, I have knee joint pain for a while, long time, and nobody figured out. Then ask a history, okay. I said, okay, do you take any different food or something? Or do you like, oh, I like nuts. I take nuts as food, as a meal.
As a meal,
as too much. So because what happens is because the muscles, the quads, relate to the small intestine, and if you have too much nuts, then it could can affect your intestinal tract function.
We'll talk about that as far as the emotional patterns as well. Some of you are calling in, 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, Dr. Qinglong Zhang. He'll be your host this Wednesday evening, and he's going to be talking about your emotional platform, but more importantly, how it affects you and what you can do about it. Don't go away. We'll be right back after some very important messages.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle, I'm here live waiting for your phone calls. 888-630-9625. Give us a call. My guest today, Dr. Qinglong Zhang, and we're talking about a really fascinating topic about how your emotions affect your health and how they can cause some problems. We told a story early on in the program about how laboratory rats, it's patients who are angry all the time that harbor that just totally, you know, irritated, you know, anger, hatred type of thing. They give off a toxic feeling. And what this experiment showed is that they took the exhalation of the patient's lung, just their breath, and they cooled it until it became a liquid. And then they took that liquid and they injected it into a laboratory rat, and the rat died within minutes. I mean, that's unbelievable. We're going to take some of your calls and we're going to get back to talking a little bit more about this stuff. Peter, thank you for being patient. How can we help you?
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call, doctors. I was wondering, because the topic is of so much interest given the specialization in Western medicine, which neglects the whole patient. I'm 65. I'm having some urology-related issues, and I'm taking terazosin to unblock what became about four times an emergency room situation. And I was wondering if the Chinese approach is something that the clinic would look at in considering options.
Sure, there's a lot of things that can be done from a multidimensional platform. So let me make sure that we're hearing you correctly. Mm-hmm. So you have urinary obstruction, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and is it due to an increased size of prostate or prostate hypertrophy?
That's right.
Okay, so there's no malignancy associated with it?
They haven't. I've had a CT scan in one of my emergency room visits, and it was negative.
Okay. All right. So we don't know everything about you, but inflammatory pathways can increase the size of the prostate to the extent that it can obviously swell, close off the urethra, so now you have obstruction. There can be muscle patterns that are involved in that. It can be that there's certain neurological pathways that can be involved in it as well. But anything that causes inflammation. Now, here's an interesting thing. I wrote a paper years ago on zinc in the prostate gland. And I'll give you the quick synopsis. I'm going to let Dr. Zhang answer your question. The prostate is in the dry specimen. The dry weight of the prostate is 50% zinc. And if the zinc levels are low, the prostate is going to swell much faster than it would ordinarily. There's an old saying that if a guy lives long enough, he's going to die from something else other than prostate cancer, but the prostate cancer is always there. That's a topic for debate and argument and going back and forth. But Dr. Zhang.
Yes.
With our caller, and sir, correct me if I misstep, he's saying that he's got urinary obstruction due to increased size of the prostate, and he's had to visit the emergency room to get it done, and he wants to know from an Asian point of view, is there help?
Yeah, the answer is yes. So why? Because I'm saying you have the bladder, the prostate issue cause the urination sins. So actually in Chinese medicine, we do not have any words about the prostate. So it seems just like we don't have any adrenal, but adrenal is kidney, same thing.
Right.
So same thing, the prostate, we belongs to the bladder channel. So that means we have this, actually a lot of people have the BPH, but you have very, very small urination. right? But some people have BPH, but you don't have BPH, have the urination obstruction or urination problem. Even so, you have this problem because your kidney, your bladder qi, bladder channel is stagnant. It's blocked. It's not moving very well. They're supposed to move. Then some, for example, if your bladder qi is okay, it's time to push out. Your bladder energy supposed to very strong to push the urine out instead of stuck in there.
So it's depleted or it's stagnant.
Depleted, stagnant. And because your bladder energy is not strong enough.
So benign prostatic hypertrophy that we call benign prostatic hypertrophy.
It's stagnation.
It's not moving. So as we get older, if the qi drops for whatever reason, it can get stuck.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things. So let's pull into the topic that we're talking about. Can that also be a result of an emotional pattern?
Yes. Yeah, fear.
It can be a fear pattern.
Fear.
It's interesting, and that's why the subject was of so much interest to me, because I believe that at least 3 out of the 4 episodes were caused by emotion, by something that triggered this problem. And I also had been on an antidepressant drug back in March, which caused me all sorts of sleepless nights, and I discontinued that, and then my problem started in July with a BPH. So I do believe that there could be a link.
Well, sure there is, and many of those drugs, without knowing what you're on, have the ability to produce an inflammatory problem. There's something called cytokines, and they can cause an inflammatory pathway surge. Depends on which one they are. They can cause pain patterns to occur. What happens is there's an unrelenting cascade that takes place and can damage any tissue in the body. In your situation, if there's a fear pattern, if there's an emotional pattern that's associated with, yes, it's going to hit the area that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because as Dr. Zhang said, in Chinese medicine, the bladder is related to kidney energy.
Yes.
And so the kidney emotion is fear,
mm-hmm.
or courage. When you're young and you're vibrant, that's your primary energy. You're very courageous.
Mm-hmm.
So the short answer is yes. If we can, what I'd encourage you, Peter, you're out of Falls Church. Join us this Wednesday evening, and Dr. Zhang will, take the time to talk to you specifically
yes.
and handle that. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. That's an interesting thing. We're going to take that a little extra. Sexual dysfunction in men.
Yeah.
Many times that's fear.
That's fear.
It's fear of, oh my God, I have to, and subsequently they become further depleted, right?
That's true. That's very true.
And
also same thing, from Chinese medicine, ED problem is directly related to kidney. Directly to kidney.
So kidney and the inability for a man to perform are tied into each other directly.
Yes.
So guys, listen, here's an opportunity. All those things that are out there, the little blue pill, you don't need that. You need to come in and listen to this presentation and see if there's anything that can be done, on a permanent basis. That would be great, right? Get back who you are. 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. This is a crazy fascinating subject.
Yeah, actually, yes. Actually, the Chinese medicine based on the channel, based on emotion. Actually, Chinese herb, also different herb has different channel too. This herb belongs to this channel, this herb belongs to this channel. And in Chinese medicine, when I was in school, every Chinese medicine school, the first reason cause a problem is emotion change. The first reason. No matter the whole old Chinese book or probably from 4,000 years ago is medical book, Chinese medicine book, the first reason why I call this problem, emotion. You can tell how important that's, how you can manage your emotion well.
When we were off the air during the last break, we were kidding around and talking about, the relationship between, lifestyle habits and so forth, and you made the statement it's emotional more than anything else, and that's where it goes to the guy that can smoke a pack of cigarettes a day and drink a bottle of whiskey and he never gets sick and he dies at 100 years old.
Yeah.
Because his emotion there's an old expression, it's called Fruken Mass, and my daughter says it's Farken Mess, and basically it doesn't matter, and that's the attitude that they get.
That's right.
Everything's kind of laissez-faire.
Yeah, actually, there's one village in China. It's called the Long Life Village. It's a lot of people over 100 or 90 years old, and then there is why they live so long. They do this very poor suburb area. They just eat there what they produce. But how this they laugh every day. They happy every day. This is the most secret. This is the secret. They happy every day.
Well, let's roll this into Western culture, and I'll tell everybody a quick story. And by the way, give us a call at 888-630-9625. There was a guy out of Chicago. He's a publicist and very well-known man back in the day by the name of Norman Cousins. Many of you who are listening know that name. Mm-hmm. And he was one of these guys. He was pusher. He was intense. He was, you know, just a driver and driver. And he gets sick. He's not feeling well. He's generally breaking down. He's very tired, which was unlike him. He goes to the doctor, and the doctor says he has this blood cancer. And they said, go home, get your affairs in order because you're not going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy says, I don't think that this is correct. There's got to be a different way. Mm-hmm. So what he found, and this is going back, what he found is that...
Which year was that, you said?
I'm sorry?
Which year was that?
Back probably in the 70s.
70s,
right?
Okay.
And early 70s. And he said that, you know, he found out that laughter would heal anything. And there were a lot of old comedians around, you know, from I Love Lucy to the Three Stooges to all of these guys. And he took himself home and he started listening to all of these different comics, and he started developing a new personality. He started laughing. He started carrying on, you know, very differently than he did on a day-to-day basis. Subsequently, guess what happened? His blood problem was gone. He lived, and he went on to teach at many of the universities, Loma Linda out of California, and the birth of a new field called psychoneuroimmunology came place, which is the emotional effect on the body.
Yes. Speaking of laughter, that's actually, I remember that another guy, which you call it Patch Adams.
Patch Adams, that's right.
Right?
Dr. Patch Adams.
Patch Adams, 1998, is the laughter, is from American Journal of Medicine. Has a laughter increase the secretion of endorphins or serotonin, which is in turn increase the oxygen circulation, and then it can relax your arteries and speed up the rate and decrease the blood pressure, which have very, very positive effect on all the cardiovascular and the respiratory and immune system.
That's right.
It's, yeah.
You know, and, you know, when you get that, even anecdotally, and we live in an area like we live in here in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area. And, you know, I was at a seminar today out in Bethesda with Sue, and we were listening to a presentation on autism, and came down to pick you up, and the traffic was back to back coming from Bethesda down to Tyson's, and I picked you up and came back to the studio. And I'm sitting there, and with me in the car, I put on music, I listen to opera. My car is a learning environment. I'm always doing something different. And I'm looking at people driving. And those of you listening to me right now, and you're out in traffic, chill, relax. When we're done listening to the program, put some music on.
Yeah.
Enjoy the, you know, and there was a woman who I knew many years ago when we first came into Washington back in 1985. And there was a guy that cut in front of us on the Beltway, and this one, the Beltway was not as big as it is today, right? And just directly right in front. And, you know, my nature at the time, I'm young, I'm ready to take this guy's apart. And she just looks and nonchalantly says, tight skin, and then keeps going. And I'm saying, wow, I learned something. That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's talk about this a little bit more, because it's a subject that everybody needs to know about, and they need to utilize the tools to change things. And I know when we look at a patient in our practice, and you look at a patient, you know, through Asian medicine and acupuncture, as you said, that emotional platform is first.
It's always first. You can tell from the patient, from their sadness, you can tell from the tongue, you can tell from underneath the eye, you can tell the facial color too.
So what would you see in the tongue? If it, you know, that has to do with emotion.
Yeah, the tongue is interesting. So the Chinese is actually a very good observer. So all the Chinese medicine is all from the old Chinese people observing. They didn't do anatomy. They didn't do anything what's inside anatomy now. So this is the observe. A lot of people, by the way, a lot of people ask me, what is a channel? What is acupuncture points? I said, I don't know what is it. Nobody knows in the whole world, not only me. Nobody knows because they just observe from experience, right? It works because 5,000 years that Chinese people already do this every single day. Okay, so from a Chinese medicine use the tongue diagnosis from the pulse.
Tongue diagnosis, yes.
Use the pulse diagnosis, use the official diagnosis, and then to see what's going on inside the body. We call it inside out.
You know, when Dr. Zhang talks about pulse diagnosis, what he's talking about is he will put his fingers and palpate your wrists, where a traditional Western physician will feel the number of beats of your heart. That's not what he's feeling.
No.
There's six points on each side, and you're palpating, you're feeling for a quality of that pulse at certain positions that give you different insights.
Different depths or different parts stand for different organ problem. So even though actually before it's not a joke, it's true. And when I was in China, it's some little bit older, is you know, older doctor there. They can tell from your pulse you're pregnant or not pregnant.
Wow.
Yes.
So, ladies, if you want to find out if you're in that family way, go see Dr. Zhang and he'll figure it out.
Your pulse change.
That's right.
Okay, yeah, from the tongue. So the tongue, different parts of the tongue stand for different organ, and then for your liver and the gallbladder, the side of the tongue is
on the outside of the tongue.
On the outside of the tongue is very red. It's very red. And also, plus, you can see the patient's facial is very red. When they talk, it's very, very, very intense. It's a bit of anger. You can tell the liver is a problem.
So that liver is going to be in trouble.
Yeah, it'll be in trouble. Yes.
And so if you add that to a lifestyle problem where they're not eating or they're drinking too much and they're angry all the time.
Yeah.
You know, there's an old expression they used to call. It's called a dry drunk.
Dry drunk.
And what that means is that somebody who was a drinker and they drank all the time, and you took away their alcohol, they got angry.
I think they're drunk.
That's right. They were used to having that alcohol every day, and now they don't have the alcohol anymore.
Yes. This is why I tell people, actually, sometimes the people said, okay, I want, so follow them, for example, the coffee, okay, we do coffee-free, dairy-free, black tea, no black tea. But some people have been drinking coffee forever. But however, they said, okay, you want me to take off a coffee? I can't. I feel so upset. I'm so anxious if I don't take a coffee.
You know, you're just going to really irritate a lot of people because coffee is the number one American addiction.
I'm sorry. I will talk more later. I will make up that. Okay, we'll tell more solution.
We're coming up to a break. Dr. Xinglong Zhang is my guest. Your host is Wednesday. If you don't go away, we have a couple calls. We'll try to take them as soon as we come back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. We're in studio live, and we're trying to give you the most up-to-date information. 4 o'clock on Saturdays for the next 16 weeks because the Redskins are in town and meeting in season, and then we go back to Sundays. But we'll talk about that when that happens. You know, this program is set up to answer your questions and to give you information and to provoke you, to make you think a little differently about your health and make you do the research. We want you to make sure that, you know, that you question everybody, including us, by the way. We want you to go out and really dig and kind of put it together and don't be a lemming, but think about your life and your health and take control of it and do it differently. We're always here at 888-630-9625. And when we're not here, you can find us at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com. And that's the same place you're going to register for Dr. Zhang's program this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., the 18th of September. It's been a fascinating program. We're going to go to the phones. I want to respect as many as we can right now. Barbara, how can I help you? Thank you for calling.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much. A gentleman in his 87 actually, was advised by his urologist to have a cystoscopy.
Cystoscopy,
I wondered if that's any good, if it finds out anything, what will be done, or would it be an exam by your agent gentleman who was on the program today, who was very interesting. Would that be helpful, more helpful?
Well, Barbara, let me, you know, there's a whole lot more that we'd have to know. So, you know, a cystoscopy is basically a procedure that allows the doctor to be able to go inside the urethra. If it's, you know, it can be done either male or female. They go in to look at the bladder, and they want to see if there's any problems with the tissue, the bladder, and so forth. Generally, you know, the side effects of a cystoscopy can be that there can be some infection, there can be some irritation, and so forth. It only localizes to the bladder. It also
takes Coumadin, which so I thought he would bleed easily.
He's going to bleed much. He's going to bleed much easier. It's up to the doctor to make that decision. You know, I'm not this gentleman's doctor. I can only tell you what the problems are. There can be definitely an infection. We need to see a lot of data. Dr. Zhang could probably make a decision relative to if it's something that's local. But you want to, if there's any background, if there's any history of potential cancer, it may be appropriate to have the procedure done. But it's something that should be evaluated, and we'd have to have a whole lot more data on this. And unfortunately, the program's too short to get it. But you can give us a call, or you know, join us this Wednesday evening and ask Dr. Zhang directly, and he can give you more information. Dr. Zhang, we only have about a minute and a half left for the program. What are you going to cover this week?
Oh, this week we talk about the Chinese medicine, how Chinese medicine, how different organ relate to different the motion, and how emotion can affect your system, affect your body, how the Chinese medicine works on you, how acupuncture can resolve your problem, why, how, I'll tell you this. And also the last but not least, I will tell you from Chinese medicine, teach you how to do something for yourself when you go back home to release the emotion, to make your better life. You know, I always tell people the best doctor is yourself. Don't rely on anybody else except you. So you have to know how to do it for yourself. Do some small tips that keep you healthy.
It's going to be quite a fascinating presentation. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. You know, you always do such a great job. And you know, as much time as I've spent in Asia, I've studied Asian medicine. You're a wealth of information that just keeps on giving. So join us this Wednesday evening. This, you know, I want to make one more comment on the last caller and just simply say to this that this gentleman who's on Coumadin really needs to be evaluated carefully before that procedure or any other procedure is undertaken, because in fact he will bleed much more easily than somebody else. So check it out. Ask the doctor hard questions. We're coming up to the end of the program. Really want to be here for you for all things. Don't forget, we love you. Bye.
Bye.